Senate Clarity Act compromise bans stablecoin yield on reserves. The U.S. Senate has released the Clarity Act compromise text, and the headline changes a hard ban on stablecoin issuers paying yield on reserves. CoinDesk surfaced the draft on May 2, 2026, framing it as a key concession built into the latest version of the bill, CoinDesk. That single line, no yield on reserves, reshapes a fight that has been running through Washington for over a year. Issuers like Tether and Circle earn most of their revenue from treasury bills and repos, backing their tokens. Under the compromise text, that revenue stream stays with the issuer and is blocked from being shared with the holder. What the compromise text actually says, according to CoinDesk's read of the draft, the Senate version of Clarity tells regulated stablecoin issuers that they cannot pass interest, dividends, or other yield directly to token holders out of reserve assets. Holders earn nothing simply for holding the stablecoin. Reserves still have to sit in safe instruments, but the economic upside on those instruments is locked inside the issuer. The CoinDesk thread did not publish the full statutory language, and the Senate has not yet released a clean public version through the Banking Committee site. Treat any specifics beyond yield on reserves is prohibited as preliminary until the formal text drops. Why the banks pushed for this, the fight over stablecoin yield, is, at its core, a fight about deposits. Banks have spent the past year arguing that a stablecoin paying 4 to 5% on reserves is a money market fund in everything but name and would pull retail and corporate cash out of insured deposit accounts. That lobbying is documented. Last week's SpendNode covered banks pushing to slow the broader stablecoin framework while Agora races for a federal charter. And earlier this month, Coinbase launched a cushy stablecoin credit fund explicitly because banks were resisting yield-bearing stablecoins in primary form. The Senate compromise reads like the bank lobby got most of what it wanted on the reserves question. What this means for issuers like Tether and Circle. If the compromise text becomes law, the largest issuers keep their float economics intact. Tether, which posted a record 1.04B Q1 profit, still gets to bank the carry on its treasury reserves. Circle keeps the same posture for USDC. The holder side stays at zero. That outcome favors incumbents. A new entrant trying to win share by offering 3% yield on a fully reserved dollar token can no longer use that pitch in the U.S. retail channel. Differentiation gets pushed back to integrations, payment rails, and merchant acceptance rather than headline yield. The squeeze on neobanks, fintechs, and DeFi. The harder question is where the line sits. A pure ban on yield from issuers does not, on its face, stop a third party from holding stablecoins on behalf of users and paying interest out of its own balance sheet. Neobanks like Revolut and crypto-native platforms have built stablecoin spending products where the user effectively earns yield through a wrapper. The compromise text, as summarized so far, is silent on those structures. If the final bill reaches into them, fintechs and DeFi protocols that route treasury yield to stablecoin balances would have to restructure. If it leaves them alone, the U.S. ends up with a two-tier system. Issuers cannot pay yield, but fintechs sitting one layer above them can. That is the gap watchers should track when the full statutory language lands. Market reaction has been muted so far. Crypto markets are mostly flat as the news circulates. As of May 1626, BTC trades at $78,370, down 0.2% on the day. ETH sits at $2306, down 0.1%. And the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 45, neutral. Stablecoin yield headlines do not, on their own, move BTC, but the structural read-through to bank deposit competition matters for the next leg of stablecoin growth in the U.S. Watch three things over the next 2 weeks. First, the Senate Banking Committee posting the full marked-up text. Second, statements from Tether and Circle on whether they support the compromise. Third, language tweaks aimed at fintech wrappers, since that is where the real fight over passing yield to users will move next.